You're listening to Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline right now, covering MLB for Yahoo Sports, he's Mike Oz. What's going on, Mike?
Yo, how's it going? Thank you for the Kanye intro music.
That's all Jose. I don't even know what that is. I know he plays it a lot, but I have no idea what it is. I'm old, apparently, and I don't know what all these things are. But we're glad to have you on, and I'm glad that you approve of Jose's DJing skills. Let's start with the trade market. Manny Machado, of course, the biggest name out there. You know, the Orioles are not the easiest team to deal with.
No.
They're not. Are they going to screw this up?
I'm shocked that it's July and we're still talking about the fact that they haven't traded Manny Machado yet. Like, why did you not do that in May? Why did you not do that in June? So, I'm not at all, like, for sure that they're not going to screw it up. They could. The rumors that we've seen in the last week or so, where we start to see specific players get mentioned, leads me to believe that, you know, something legit is cooking. But, yeah, I don't have much faith in the Orioles sometimes to get things done. And I mean, there's a lot of people where he would make sense. The rumors were last week that, you know, they wanted too much. I don't know. You know, this is a team that we've seen outside of the trade market sign free agents and then not pass their physicals and send them away. Like, they just seem to do things their own way. So I would not be surprised if we get to July 31st and we're all sitting here like, are they going to be able to pull this thing off? Even though, you know, a third of the league would love to have Manny Machado.
You know, it's weird because, you know, the Orioles were once a team that spent at the top of the league, and Peter Angelos was determined to compete with the Yankees. And it seems like they went through that whole thing with Albert Bell's hip, and ever since then, he's cuckoo.
I guess what's weird about baseball is that some teams can very easily rebound from, like, big, bad contracts. The Red Sox, great example. You know, owe a bunch of money to a bunch of players that they don't produce for, or aren't even on the team anymore. The Orioles seems like make bad move after bad move, and they've just never really been able to get away from that. And it's like, you saw the Chris Davis thing happen before they even signed the deal. Like, everybody knew that was going to be bad, but they did it anyway. So I don't have a ton of faith that they're always going to execute things the right way. Again, they should have traded Manny Machado 2 months ago. So we'll see.
All right, for teams that are looking at a guy like a Manny Machado, but maybe they can't make the deal work, who are some alternatives that teams might be looking at if they're not going to win Manny Machado sweepstakes?
Scooter Jeanette's an interesting guy. He was a guy who was just given away to the Reds a couple of years ago, playing like an all-star. Could definitely come in and help some people. Price would not be nearly as high as Manny Machado. So, I mean, that's one guy. I'm interested to see where the Twins go. You know, we saw Brian Dozier mentioned a whole lot last year as a trade guy, stuck around. If the Twins, who are technically in second place in the AL Central, but, you know, they're already like 8 games back and 8 games under 500, so they're not really a second place team. If they decide to start trading people, you know, Dozier could be a guy. But, you know, I think where we're going to see the most action probably, like, I mean, this is every year, I feel like, but relief pitchers. I feel like everybody needs relief pitchers. Relief pitchers are very often, you know, the things that help you the most in October. So if we don't see the Machado move and we just see a bunch of relief pitchers, don't be too disappointed.
Mike Oz covers Major League Baseball for Yahoo Sports with us on the hotline. Mike, now that we've transitioned to relief pitchers, if we just look at the very back of the pen, Juris Familia should be available if the Mets aren't doing stupid things, but they are the Mets. So Juris Familia, is he the best guy as far as closers who's actually going to be available on the market? Do you think Graciel Iglesias will be on the market? You know, he's got 2 more years, really cheap price. Brad Hand in San Diego, same thing. He's got 3 more years under team control, really affordable deals. I know those teams aren't good right now, but Those are guys who are under team control with incredibly favorable contracts to their team. I would think that they'd want a king's ransom to move those guys. Does that make Familia the most realistically the best closer available on the market?
Yeah, but you said it. You know, the Mets are sort of Orioles ish in that way that you never really know what they're going to do or what they're going to want. And, you know, keep in mind they just sort of had a change at the GM position with all the stuff they got going on over there. So, you know, I don't know. Familia makes sense. A lot of these guys make sense. Brad Hand is a guy that I'm sure, you know, every contender in baseball pretty much would love to have. I just don't know if the Padres are going to do it. You know, they spent all that money on Eric Hosmer, which to me makes me think they think they can win relatively soon. So, you know, do they want to trade a guy like Brad Hand, even though, hey, you can probably get, you know, a good ransom for him. Iglesias is another guy. To me, I think, you know, makes perfect sense to trade him if you're the Reds from the outside in. But inside the Reds, you know, they've been playing pretty good lately. Maybe they think they have a chance to contend. So, you know, I'll be curious to see which of those teams go. But I would assume that if they're interested in selling those guys, I mean, who's not going to be interested? I mean, the Red Sox supposedly are looking for relievers. The Yankees seem like always want relievers. The Indians definitely need some help there. And I guess bringing it to the most current news, the Astros, you know, just sent Ken Giles to AAA today. So they are a team that could very well need some help in the bullpen, too.
Who knew you couldn't curse out your manager and suck and keep your job? I mean, who knew that?
That's a big surprise. Huh? Baseball teaches you something new every day.
All right. Who are some of the, I guess, everybody's going to look, starting pitching is always at a premium, especially at the deadline. There's usually, you know, maybe one really good starter. Very rarely there's more than two. And then there's a lot of guys who are like mid-rotation, back-of-the-rotation guys. Cole Hamels might be the front of that list. Who are some of the other guys we might see starting pitchers who could actually make an impact on a team? So let's say at least a top four starter.
I mean, Cole Hamels is the biggest name, but he has not been very good lately. So I would sort of be wary of that. It seems like Jay Happ is a guy who, as long as nothing happens with the Blue Jays, that they all of a sudden get really, really good, should be on the move. Tyson Ross is a name out there, but it's not. I don't feel like the starting pitcher market is really all that great. I don't think anyone's going to go out there and get a, you know, like the last couple of years ago when it was like David Price and, you know, some of these really big names. The biggest name that's out there, I think, and he's been mentioned for, I don't know, the last few years, and he hasn't been all that great this year either, is Chris Archer. And, you know, I don't know what the Rays are trying to do just in general on an everyday basis. I have zero idea with all their strange strategy, but it doesn't seem like they, you know, really want to trade him just to get rid of him. So, you know, but he's been talked about for the last, it seems like 3 years now. So I think Cole Hamels is probably the guy who, you know, is most likely to move, the biggest name, but I don't know that he's going to be a guy who has like a Justin Verlander type impact wherever he goes.
What do you think the ripple effect would be if Hamels were to become a Yankee?
Ooh, that'd be interesting. I mean, you know, I think he would, he seems like a Yankee. That seems like a move that would happen, right? Like that, you just hear that, you're like, oh, the Yankee traded for Cole Hamels. But I wonder in practice if it would just be like, oh, they traded for Sonny Gray again. You know, because they got Sonny Gray last year, and I think everyone thought, me included, that was going to work out really well for them. And here we are now thinking, oh, they need somebody to take Sonny Gray's place because he's not really that good. But, you know, it's a Yankee move. It's a big name. It's a guy with a big contract. So it could happen.
Mike Oz with Yahoo Sports covering Major League Baseball. Mike, as we get into, you know, close in on the break, what do you think are like the biggest, I guess, what would you say are the two of the biggest storylines that we're going to follow from the break out?
I think it's the NL Central. I think I'm really curious to see what happens there. Well, the NL Central and let's just say all the NL, because those are the only divisions that really seem to matter at this point. I mean, the American League is pretty much six teams fighting for five playoff spots, and everybody else is, you know, we pretty much know where they're going to be. So I think the divisions in the National League, I think, are actually really fun. And some people that you didn't see coming, you know, in the Braves, the Phillies. I mean, a lot of people thought the Brewers are going to be good. So I'm really, you know, intrigued to see the Cubs and Brewers and how that's going to play out. National League West is going to be fun. So, you know, I really like that. I think on the American League side, I know it gets kind of stale because it's just the same three teams that are really good all the time. And, like, you know, we do our power rankings every day. They just came out. It just seems like, oh, who's the best this week between the Astros, the Red Sox, and the Yankees? Because it's just them and everybody else. But I don't know. It's kind of fun also to see, like, try to figure out which of those teams this week showed us how good they are. Because they're all really good. None of them would be a surprise, you know, to dominate through October because they're so good. But I think in the American League, it's going to be that sort of like Game of Thrones type thing between those three teams to see who can, you know, outdo each other.
Mike Oz, Yahoo Sports, covering Major League Baseball. I understand that you have an old baseball card series.
Yes. It's my baby. We do this thing called the baseball cards. It comes out every week, and I open packs of old baseball cards from the 80s and 90s with various baseball players and managers and famous fans. So last week we had CC Sabathia on the show. This week we have Gary Vee on the show. We've had Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, all kinds of great people. So we just, you know, open up old cards from like 87 Tops or 91 Upper Deck or whatever and let the guests tell stories about the players they see. So it's always a lot of fun. And if you like geeking out over baseball stuff, then you might want to go check it out.
You want a horrible story?
I do. I love bad stories.
Okay, I used to have a baseball collection that I collected all through up through high school. Everything from, you know, Cal Ripken rookie Donruss cards to all the old, you know, Mark McGwire Team USA and all the stars from the 80s. I had tons of rookie cards. I had them all in a binder. And before I went to college, I basically asked a guy who owned a company, owned a trading card show, company. He used to have, you know, storefronts where you could go and trade cards and stuff like that. This guy had one of those. And he gave me a value that I had collected $40,000 worth of cards. And there were like thousands of cards in there. But and I'm thinking, wow, when I get back from school, I'm gonna like I've got money. I can go get a brand new car. I'm gonna have an apartment. I'll be set when I come out. But as soon as I come back from school, I'm gonna cash in, and I will be set when I come out of college.
Yeah.
So I went back to school for that semester. Came home. Guess what? I could not find.
No, you couldn't find the baseball cards.
You know why I couldn't find them?
Somebody threw them away.
My mother threw them away.
Well, I thought this story was going to end a different way. I thought it was going to end in, and then I went back a couple months later, and he's like, "Actually, kid, here's $40," because that's what, you know, those cards ended up being worth. So, I mean, you should have taken, in retrospect, for many reasons, you should have taken the $40,000 that day and run with it, because that's sort of the point of our series is that I have all these old cards that were unopened that, you know, my grandma bought when I was a kid. And thinking they're going to be worth a ton of money, and they're not worth anything. So, like, they've been sitting in my garage, and it's like, what do we do with them? Well, let's open them up with the players and get them to tell a story. So it ends up being, you know, pretty fun. Like, the cards are worth nothing, but the stories are often pretty cool. So, like, when we had Pedro Martinez on, for instance, he got his brother. So that was neat, you know. And Bernie Williams got himself. So it's just kind of fun to see all these cards that, you know, definitely not worth $40,000.
And that's the thing.
But, you know, now, they're worth some memories.
Now they're worth nothing. But, you know, yeah, in the early to mid-90s, they were worth a fortune. Now you've got all the steroid taints to it, and they're like, nothing. You know, you used to be able to trade in a Cal Ripken rookie Donruss card and get $100 for it. Well,
all we have is the memories, man.
I had like 30 of them.
Yeah,
I'm sorry
to hear that.
Those were the days. Yeah, my mom threw them away. I'm like, but they were worth money. She's like, you're too old for that. I really wanted to cry that day. Mike Oz, Yahoo Sports, MLB. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Oz. Appreciate your time today, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Take care.
All right, Mike Oz, Yahoo Sports with us on the hotline.